time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? We are back at it. Good morning, another show. Third out of five in January to start the year. We're going to waste no time because we got a special guest, Mukala Kabongo. He is a local hoops nut, expert, guru. Call him what you want. He's my eyes in the sky for Merrimack Valley basketball. He gives a full report here, North Shore, Merrimack Valley, everything you need to know, some Boston love. He's just great. And he gives insights on what he's been seeing out there. So he's going to come up. He's our one guest of the day. And after that, we'll talk first rankings out for the MIAA. Every Tuesday and Friday, they're out now going forward. And we will be covering the latest because we put the show to bed on Tuesday nights. So we'll have the latest rankings for you every single week. That's how we'll close out the show to keep you posted on how the tournament seedings are matching up for Valley teams. Stay with us, Mukala Kabongo, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, the Sports Desk is back at it with our latest guest. It's going to be Mukala Kabongo. Mukala, repeat guest, what's going on?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me back on, man. We didn't even get to recap the Super Bowls from Gillette.
I know. I don't even know how to how do I intro you? Like what do I say? Like avid journalist? Like what do I, you know?
Avid sports junkie.
There you
lover
go.
Avid, of all things basketball.
Yeah. All things football, basketball, whatever he can get his hands on in the North Shore, Merrimack Valley, inner city, Boston, wherever. He's all over the place. But it's good to have you with your insights again.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to come back on, man.
Yeah, you are like my eyes out there. You're my eyes in the sky, and your eyes. The latest pair of eyes have put you at Lynn Tech for a girls basketball game, a 60-18 victory over Neshoba, and some big news out of the Lynn Tech circles. Correct?
Yeah, it was a big one. Angie Bingham, the senior. I was 27 points away from 1,000 points, and she scored exactly 27 points.
Nice.
By halftime. Yeah, by halftime, all she needed was 10 points, and she got it. So it was a great sight. A little nugget. So her father, Corey Bingham, he scored his 1,000 point back in 2005. So this is like 20 years after he scored his, she scored hers. She's the third member of the Bingham family that I know of to score 1,000. I think well, their uncle, he played at Lynn Classical back in the 80s. He's a 1,000. Yeah, he's a 1,000-point scorer. And then Corey was a 1,000-point scorer. And then also another nugget, she's the fourth Lynn Tech girls player to reach the 1,000-point plateau. So,
it was
good. They had a ceremony after. A couple of other 1,000-point scorers were there taking pictures and stuff. But yeah, congratulations to her. She's quite the player.
That's super cool. Like, you know, so the Bingham family, when you add up the totals, you know, that's at least 3,000 points in the city of Lynn for high schools right there between those three. And there's more, we know probably more Bingham family members probably.
Yeah. I know St. Mary's head coach David Brown, right?
No, sure.
Yeah, he's their cousin. He's their cousin. Wow. And he's also a 1,000-point scorer at St. Mary's. So, wow,
the Brown Bingham, and I know that Dave's son must have. Was he a 1,000?
Dave's son, yeah, he was a 1,000-point scorer too. Ooh.
So Dave's son, Williams, the Browns. I mean, who are we missing from that family? That's got to be the all-time. Now, even more than the Echeverias, right?
And you know, and Jalen is Dave's nephew. it's like everything's all tied in. It's all tied in. So it's
which one was that now? Who the nephew? Jalen Etch?
Jalen, yeah. That's David. That's David Brown's nephew.
Oh, so
yeah.
So Marcus, who would Marcus be to Dave Brown?
Marcos. and Dave Brown's sister. That's that's Jalen's parents.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Wow. Very intimate in a circle there in Lynn circles. I love it. That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, and then Jalen's older brother. I think he's the all-time leading scorer at Nichols College.
Yeah. They just that's a family. That's the first family of Lynn for basketball, we gotta say.
Yeah, man. Yeah, a lot of history there, but yeah, it was great to see it. Just for her, I think a lot of her family members were there. They took a big family picture afterwards. She got in to take pictures with her teammates and some of her friends from AAU that go to different schools. Yeah, some of them were there to take pictures with her. So it was a great time.
Yeah, that's a big one. Angie, you pronounce it Angie?
Angelise is her full name.
Angelise, okay. Yeah, give me her contacts if you have them. I'll get her on the show for sure.
Oh man, I'll give you her father's contacts. Get in contact through her.
We can do anything in the Zoom world these days. So hey, let's shift gears so we don't lose our Merrimack Valley listeners. Stay with us. Because Mukala has been up in the valley too to watch some good basketball. What's the latest up in the valley that you've seen?
Oh man! So I've checked out. The last game I went to was Lowell versus Lawrence. Mm. That was a very competitive game. Lawrence, you know, they're going through a transition right now. But they got Coach Isolo, from what he was telling me, they got a lot of talent, but a lot of these guys are inexperienced varsity wise. You know, their leading scorer, Joan Vidal, he was coming off the bench last year. So this is his first time in like a starting role and having the offense built around him. So it's like a learning experience, but they're competitive. They're in every game. They play hard. You know, it's just a learning curve for them. I think they're 2-7, right? 2-8 or something like that right now. But you know, there's still a lot. They could string together some wins, down the stretch of the season. But they're a competitive group. But Lowell, Czar Powell Aparicio, the guard, he is making waves. He is doing a lot for that team, scoring, rebounding, assisting, playing like a senior. And this Lowell team is tough, and he's not the only guy on that team that can give you problems. They have a point guard named Jason Kamu. I'm sorry, Jason, if I pronounced your last name wrong, but that young man, he's a talented senior point guard. And then the big man, what's his name, Collins. I forget his last name, Collins something. I forget his last name, but he had a good game against Lowell too. And they're formidable opponents. Division one is wide open this year. So Lowell still undefeated, and they have a big one this Friday. This Friday they're going to take on Central Catholic. That should be a good one. And Central Catholic, they just had a big win over North Andover. Javi Lopez with a buzzer beater, with a go ahead basket late in the game, with 1 second left in regulation to give them the lead. Central Catholic's playing really well. That Merrimack Valley. And then I can't forget about Andover. Andover, they won. They won the Motor City Commonwealth Motors Classic holiday tournament at Merrimack College. They won that over a Methuen team that's really good. Methuen, that's another team that's there. Listen, Merrimack Valley, there's no easy nights over there.
No, they beat each other up all season, and then they find each other in the tournament sometimes. I mean, Lowell beat Andover last year in the tournament. And what I found, I've covered the Merrimack Valley for like three seasons now. I think this is my third winter, and I found that they're great. They beat each other up in the valley, but they haven't got kind of past that round of eight hump, right?
The quarterfinals, yeah.
And I think North Andover may have a good run, but you know, they get to that place where they meet the Newton North, they meet the Worcester North, and it's just a big state when it, like you said, wide open. So, I mean, Division One boys basketball in Mass, that's got to be up there in terms of one of the most competitive states.
Yeah, definitely. And then I think it was a few years ago with Central Catholic. I think they got to the semifinals and lost to Needham, who ended up going to the finals but losing to Worcester North. And that was the year, you know, Central Catholic, they kept losing to BC High. It was like BC High was always the team that they couldn't get over the hump. And then that was the year it took overtime for them to beat BC High at home I think it was a quarterfinals game. It was a quarterfinals game. I was there. Great atmosphere over there. It was just one of those games that it's actually, if you go on my YouTube channel, you'll find it. It's up the game. The game is actually up on my YouTube channel. If you ever want to just go watch it, just have a flashback. But it was one of just the atmosphere at Central Catholic with the student section, and you know how that court is, and you're kind of like on top of the players and stuff. A great environment for a basketball game. But yeah, that year they came.
Actually, that was the year they came close. Now to take a quick peek, I got to shut it off because it's bothering me. Oh, here we go. Yeah. No, I went on it. But like, you make a great point. Like that environment, that atmosphere, like, I don't think you can beat. It's arguable. People, hockey's in. But Massachusetts state tournament basketball, girls, boys, so good.
Yeah.
Like it might even be better than football, because football is like a slow crawl. It's like a long game, but basketball is so intense. It's great to be in a game in late February, early March.
And sometimes when they go to a neutral site and they put it in a venue where it's kind of like, you know, when you're kind of like the fans are right on top of you. So it's kind of like, you just can't escape nothing. We could talk about last year, the semifinals. It was a great environment at UMass Boston. It was a great environment, packed house. I mean, what's the North and Xaverian game? Fans, one hell of a night. That game, that game went to overtime. It came down to clutch free throws by Tishon Steele with 0.6 seconds left. I mean, talk about pressure. You want to talk about pressure? You're down two, and you need to make these free throws. If you don't make them, your season's over. And you just to step up like that and in an environment like that with so much at stake.
Yeah,
man, that was great. That's another game you could catch on YouTube too.
I'm gonna watch that, because that's a moment where, you know, that's gonna affect your life the rest of your life, no matter which way it goes, no matter which way.
Definitely. And you know what's the thing about that that's so crazy? The night before. Yeah, the night before, Bedford, they had a chance to punch their ticket to the state title game, and they missed two free throws to just seal the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're definitely correct. Massachusetts high school basketball, especially the tournament time, nothing like it. The environment, nothing like it.
Yeah. All right, let's shift back to the North Shore now. Who else have you had your eyes on? You saw our Tech in the show, but girls, what was the game before that, North Shore wise?
Man, I saw I went up to Beverly Friday and Sunday. I got to watch Beverly play. Jacob Class is having himself quite the season. The junior guard is a scoring machine. He had 35 in a loss against Gloucester. Then he followed it up with a 26, but they lost against Arlington. Each game was very competitive. It came down to pretty much the final couple seconds of the game against Gloucester. Man, Gloucester, they got some players. Gloucester has some players, and they made some plays. I believe his name was Andrew Cribbs. Andrew Cribbs. It was a scramble. Ball ends up going to him. He hits the big three in the corner to put them ahead late in the game. And then their senior guard, Nick DeLeon, he had quite the second half. He scored 26 points throughout the game, and most of it came in the second half. He found his rhythm and he was going. But him and Class were going back and forth. The Beverly, despite these two losses, still a really good basketball team. They're missing Danny Pierce, kind of Mr. Doer, kind of like the hard-nosed guy for the team.
Yeah.
Could rebound, could assist. He's got turf toe. So he's out for a while. So they're kind of missing his grit and hustle. But Beverly will be fine. They're a really good basketball team. Jacob Class is having a really good season. I haven't seen them yet, but I've heard Masco, a team to look out for. I've heard they're really good. Now, I have not watched them, but they got a game against Beverly tomorrow. And then I think they play Gloucester. They play Gloucester on Friday. So that's a team if you want to check out in person just to see about what the hype is about. I've heard that Masco is a really, really good team. And these two games for them this week is going to be really big.
Yeah. Well, that will be two teams on the come up because Masco last year was 10-10, and Gloucester had a losing record because they made the tournament, Gloucester. So that seems like a big improvement for Gloucester if they're beating teams like Beverly.
Yeah, that was their first win over Beverly in a while. I think the coaches was telling me that's their first win in Beverly's gym in years.
Yeah.
I think he said it might be going on 8 years or more since they won in that gym.
So, yeah.
And it was definitely a confidence boost. You could see it at the end of the game, just them jumping around, very excited. And you got to give a lot of credit to the student section for Gloucester. They traveled to that game. They traveled, they came. A lot of them, they was there to support.
Yeah.
Need to plug this in again, but the game is also on YouTube.
No, please share your channel. Yeah, Mikala Kabongo, follow him there on YouTube. Absolutely. And, Who's the best player you've seen boys wise anywhere? North Shore, Merrimack Valley, and then girls wise that you've had your eyes on?
There's a lot of great players. I'll give you some players that's really stood out to me.
Okay,
Paris Moses from Cambridge, senior. He's a big guard. He does a lot. He's there. He's Mr. Everything for Cambridge. Even their head coach says the offense runs through him. He's their go-to guy when they need baskets. They lost to Attleboro. Attleboro's really good, too. Attleboro out in the Hop-a-Muck. They're good, but they lost to Attleboro in the Cambridge Legends Classic Tournament. But in that game, I just noticed something that really just stood out to me. Attleboro's guard, Connor, was it Connor Hume? One of their guards, I keep forgetting names, but one of their guards, he was having a really good game. Really good game. Fourth quarter came, Coach Rodriguez took Paris and put him on that guard. And that guard did not score a basket again. The only baskets he got was free throws. That's it. That's how good Paris Moses is. I watched other player, Matt Gaffney. We all know how great he is. I've caught one Malden Catholic game, and Matt Gaffney was just outstanding. That whole team, that whole Malden Catholic team, they got a lot of great players. Matt Gaffney, he is the engine that makes them go. So he's been great. I just talked about Jacob Class.
Yeah.
He's been good. The Czar Aparicio from Lowell, he might be in the running for player of the year. He's having quite the season. Javi Lopez from Central Catholic, that's another player that's really, really doing his thing. Tyler Acevedo from Low Catholic. He's really good. I have not seen this play yet. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting these names. But the point guard from Swampscott. The point guard from Swampscott. If you can find his name, but he's really good. He's really good. I think he had a 30-point outing a couple weeks ago, week ago or so, and he had a good effort against Lynn Classical. He played really well. So Swampscott's a team I'm going to have to check out because I've heard they keep telling me to check out their point guard. And then Lynn, Roki Brea Arias out of Lynn Classical. He is having quite the stretch. He's got 2 triple-doubles in his last 3 games. He's been a double-double machine this season. Him and the other big man, Shai Babb, they have really been a force in the front court. They're playing really well. Lynn Classical is playing really well right now. They've won 4 games in a row. They got a big test Tuesday. They're going to Lynn English, trying to fight some demons and trying to finally beat those guys. It's been a while since they beat them, but they're trying. But yeah, it's going to be between those two. So, man, there's so many great players in the MIAA, man.
Yeah. Who's the coach of Lynn Classical boys?
Lynn Classical, Coach Marvin Avery.
Avery, okay, he's still there. Okay, so he's Avery still there. Avery, he's been a legend in Lynn for years, huh?
Yeah, he's been coaching forever, but...
Yeah.
The MIAA, there is so many great players. There's a lot of players I haven't even named yet, but there's so many great players in the MIAA this year that are doing well so right now.
You remember... I used to look forward to, when I was a kid, the Boston Herald Dream Team. Remember that?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, they had the guys go down to it was the Fleet Center at the time, and take the pictures over there at the Fleet Center with their school jerseys and stuff. Oh. Yeah, I wish they could do that. You know, COVID kind of changed that, so they don't do that no more. I wish they could. I hope they could bring that back for them to.
Yeah. We'll the one I remember, pictures. I remember my senior year, the big one was Scoony Penn, and he had a Salem jersey all proud, and might have been I don't know, Craig High was a couple years before that, I think, but Scoony. Craig High was
English.
Scoony. Yeah, that's my memory of the Northeastern Conference back then. It was Craig High. Remember the one-year wonder? I don't know if you remember, but Rick Fox's younger brother, Aaron, on Marblehead?
Yeah, at Marblehead, yup. Yeah. I remember.
Classic.
There's a play that's, like, memorable where he caught, like, someone threw him an alley-oop from, like, half court. I think it was against Lynn Classical. And he, like, caught it over the defender. Yeah.
You've probably seen the classic old school YouTube clips of the early 90s, mid 90s, late 90s NEC basketball. It's awesome.
Oh my gosh, man. Those Lynn Classical, Lynn English games, standing room only. Anytime Salem came to town, against Lynn English and Lynn Classical games.
Calvin Johnson. Oh man.
Yeah. Even Swampscott versus Lynn English or Swampscott versus Lynn Classical, those were battles, man. That's one thing I'm so upset about, those ADs that made it away for English and Classical to not be in the NEC no more. They need to get the English and Classical back in the NEC.
I know. It feels weird, and it's just
It just don't feel the same because it's like these border rivalries. The games are like more intense, and you know, the kids care a lot more. And I mean, the Greater Boston League is cool, but it's kind of like Everett's all the way over there. Medford's all the way over there. It's like there's no real ties,
with these
teams in the GBL like there were with the Salems, with the Beverleys, with the Saugus's, with even Winthrop and Swanska, even Gloucester too. Like there was something there that made those games special. So hopefully we can try to petition to get them back in there, because that'll be great.
Yeah, and it made more sense football wise too. I mean, not that the two Lynns have gone into the GBL and like dominated, obviously, but I think they are a better fit in football. I mean, that GBL football besides Everett is, you know, kind of weak. But then again, Revere beat Everett this year, so they had a good second half. Chicatelli there, but
And it's just not the same, because it's like those great Boston. Those other teams, there's kind of like a thing within those communities. Like they have, like, you know, Medford has a thing with Malden. Malden has a thing with Everett. You know, so they kind of have those little rivalries going on. And, you know,
yeah,
Malden and Somerville and all that. But, you know, yeah. Linwood, they're like, it don't even make sense.
It's weird. They haven't. We'll see in about 20 years when they form their new rivalries. But all right. Well, listen, we got to catch up later in the winter season, maybe March, February. You have your tournament eyes for me.
Yeah. You know those tournaments right before.
End of the season ones. Yep.
This weekend, actually, at Emmanuel College, there's a showcase happening. High school is going to be like, I think there's going to be like 8 games or so. Something like that. They're starting at like 11 and they're going on. The last game is like at 7. I know Malden Catholic will be playing in that. Okay. Cambridge will be playing in that. St. Mary's is playing Everett in that one. That's the second game of the night. But that was good. I forgot to mention Greater Lawrence.
Oh, there you go.
Greater Lawrence.
Please.
They are a team that should be, everybody should keep an eye on. They are really good. They got some shooters on there. They'll be coming to Lynn this week when they take on Kipp Academy. And then next week, they're going to come back to Lynn on the 21st when they take on Lynn Tech. So that's going to be good. I'm eager to see how they're playing. I was told to check them out. They're a really good team this year. And they're going to make some noise.
We will watch for that. Kyle Kabongo, you can follow him at his Twitter handle, which is still active. And, you know, despite the surge of blue sky, I'm surprised everyone hasn't gone over there.
Yeah, man. I'm just going to stay on Twitter until it burns to the ground. Because
I think it's going to be that way for a long time. At Mukala, MUKALA _K.
Yeah.
To get the latest on what's going on in the Valley and the North Shore and around Boston.
Yeah.
So
yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good games this week for folks if they want to check out some good quality basketball. If you want to check out some high competitive girls basketball game tomorrow at 6:30 at St. Mary's, the Lady Spartans will be hosting defending champs Cathedral. So that should be those matchups are really good. And yeah. Cathedral got a lot of players back.
This one, I will say, this comes out Thursday of this week, so January 16th. So he'll be listed in from the 16th on for games. So, but we'll recap that one.
January 21st, Greater Lawrence to Lynn Tech.
Perfect.
All right. That is a game you want to check out. And if you want to take a ride up to the Merrimack area, go to Central Catholic, Lowell and Central Catholic. Big Merrimack Valley game going on this Friday. At Central Catholic between undefeated Lowell and Central Catholic, who have one loss. And I think that one loss was to Lowell. I could be wrong.
No, that's good to know. We'll watch for that and maybe get the winner on the sports desk.
Definitely.
Only winners on the show, Mukala. Only winners.
Hey, man, I only roll with winners too. I understand.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. And thanks so much for coming on the sports desk. We'll see you soon.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk soon. Bye now.
Yeah,
good one. Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, thank you, Mukala. Give us the lowdown. From what I'm gathering, he's got Central, Lowell, and Andover for the top teams for boys. And, you know, you're probably looking at Central girls for the top teams for girls in the Valley. So thanks, Mukala, for that report. Now we're moving on to the rankings to see where our Valley teams are matching up. And we're only going to mention top 20 here because it's super early. 12, your first is 6, Central Catholic, 8, Andover, 12, Lowell. This is the Boys Division 1. Boys Division 1. So there you go. 3 in the top 20. No surprise. Moving on to D2 to see if we have anybody there. Doesn't look that way. Quick check at 3. Shasheen, coming off a great football season. Look at the basketball team. 7-1, 3rd. Seed grader Lawrence Tech, who Mukala mentioned, is having a great year. 7-2 at the 6th seed. That just about does it for boys basketball. We'll take a quick Division 4 check for sanity. And any like low Catholics or anything? No. All right, girls basketball, D1. What do we got? Where's Central? Where are they? Central is below Chelmsford, 6-2. Chelmsford, 7-0. Maybe they're the talk of the Valley and the girls. Maybe I got it wrong earlier. But that's the fact. 7 for Chelmsford, Central at 14. And that's it, top 20-wise. Not bad. Not bad, Chelmsford. You go. You go, Lions. Lady Lions. Nothing cracking the top 20 for Division 2 girls. But I get a sense Division 3 might have. And they don't. Nope. So nothing there. All right, boys hockey. What do we got? We got any top 20s in Division 1? Don't. No, we don't. How about Division 2? Tewksbury made it to the finals last year. They're 7-1-1 this year with the 3rd seed. We know they'll be in the mix come March. 100%. But guess who's on top? Their rivals, Bill Ricca. 9-0-0. Bill Ricca, getting it done. So. Fascinating dynamic shaping up there. We get the 1 seed and the 3 seed at the moment after the first rankings for Division 3. I absolutely love it. All right, how about girls hockey, Division 1? North Andover, your 3 seed in the state, 7-0-2. Bill Ricca, 7-1-0. What a great boys and girls hockey season, Bill Ricca. Lots of wins there, very few losses. For sure. Shawshing Valley Tech at 19 at 6-2-0 in Division 1. We'll take a quick peek at Division 2 for girls hockey to see if we can come up with any Valley teams, and we don't. Dominic Castro here closing out another fun show. Thank you to our guest Mukala. We'll have him on later in the year, probably talk about tournament basketball, what he's seeing out there, my eyes in the sky. All right, we're Kelly Media Run. We are on MSONewsSports.com. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Sponsors, Danny Martin, our producer. We'll see you back next week, 4th or 5th January show, to start 2025. Have a good one, everybody.